It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Attorney General nominee Merrick Garland goes back in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee today.
Do you support universal background checks?
Joining us live now is Senator Mike Lee, who is a member of the Judiciary Committee. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
After the questioning yesterday by yourself and your colleagues, do you know yet if you'll vote to confirm Judge Garland?
Look, I'm always going to wait until the process is complete before making a decision like this one that I think could go either way. My inclination is to support him. He's a good person. He's been a decent judge. And while he's not always someone with whom I agree, I think he probably should be confirmed. Still want some answers to a few questions that have yet to be answered, but I'm sure those will come in due time.
Many on the Republican side had to be very careful with their wording, I guess, is the way to put it yesterday, because Merrick Garland, of course, was up nominated by former President Obama as a Supreme Court nominee. How did you navigate that yesterday?
Well, they're very different positions, and they were different positions undertaken in very different circumstances. He's not being nominated in this circumstance for the Supreme Court of the United States, and the Republicans are no longer in control of the United States Senate. Those two things combined make a huge difference, and they certainly do for me.
Was there ever a moment on that point during the hearing yesterday when you thought, you know, he would have made a good Supreme Court justice?
That exact thought didn't occur to me, but he did perform, with a few exceptions, quite well during the hearing. And it kept occurring to me that that probably would have served him well had he had the benefit of hearings in that circumstance. But like I said, it was a very different circumstance and a different position. And the Republicans were in control of the Senate at that point, which we are not now.
Were you satisfied with his answers regarding not interfering with John Durham's continued investigation on the Russia story or looking into the Hunter Biden story?
I was not thrilled with his answers on that front, but I was somewhat satisfied. He seemed to be suggesting that he's not going to interfere with those, although he didn't make any commitments. Still not quite sure why it would have been a problem for him simply to say, yeah, I'm not going to interfere with those. But that said, he understands that if confirmed to this position, he'll still have a boss. He'll still report to that boss, being the president of the United States. And he probably feels that it would be most prudent to have that conversation with his boss, should he be confirmed, before making such commitments.
There was this emotional moment, Senator, in the hearing when Judge Garland talked about how his grandparents came to the country to escape anti-Semitic persecution. And then, the country took them in and protected them. And that's why he wants to give back. But you questioned him about his deputy, which seemed to be asking him, you know, do you have a sense of what anti-Semitism is? Would you protect the country on this point? Help me understand that.
Okay, what I was referring to there was not his deputy, but Kristen Clark, who has been nominated to serve as the Assistant Attorney General within the Department of Justice for the Civil Rights Division. Ms. Clark has taken some odd positions in the fact. While attending Harvard University, she organized an event featuring a professor named Tony Martin. Tony Martin is a prominent purveyor of anti-Semitic conspiracies. During the event, Martin spoke for an hour on the what he refers to as the tradition of Jews persecuting blacks and their monopoly on the notion of African inferiority. And after the event, Clark defended Martin, saying that Professor Martin, quote, is an intelligent, well-versed black intellectual who bases his information on indisputable fact.
But since then, she's apologized, hasn't she?
My question for Judge Garland was whether he sees this statement as itself troubling. Now, as I explained to him yesterday, this is not about whether Kristen Clark is a good person. This is not about whether Judge Garland himself agrees with these statements. It's about whether the statements were themselves inappropriate. I think it's very difficult for anyone to conclude that the statements were anything other than inappropriate. It was an unremarkable question. It deserved an unremarkable answer, a simple, qualified statement acknowledging the inappropriateness of the statement itself.
Well, day two of questioning will take place today. We always appreciate your valuable time, Senator. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you.
That is Senator Mike Lee, who, of course, is a member of the Judiciary Committee. And day two for nominee Merrick Garland will get underway here, I think, in the next hour. And we'll keep an eye on it throughout the day on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.